Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Healing Words with Christine. This podcast is for people who want a daily dose of personal development support, believe in the power of alternative healing and energy work, and are ready to build a relationship with their mind, body, and spirit. So today's episode is going to be quite a different way of going about things than what we normally do on my podcast. So we have, where I just do my own recordings. Then we have the expansive conversations where I do more of a formal interview process with another healer or, somebody who's really pursuing something that they're passionate and excited about and soul-led and heart-centered. And in this case, we're going to be doing what I like to call the hot seat coaching. And so, as a psychic healer, I'm going to just use my gifts to draw out any information, or to receive rather any information that is available from my client's higher, well, in this case, client's higher self. And so Sarah has very gracefully allowed herself to be recorded and, to bring this information so out for herself, and also so that it serves anyone else who might be going through a similar experience or have similar themes playing out in their lives. So what I would say to those people listening, take what resonates, leave the rest behind. Everything might not be personal to you. Some of it might just be for Sarah. And I just want you to know that whatever you're hearing, it's just her experience, her expression, it's her life journey. And you might have some similarities, so go ahead and take any wisdom that comes through that you feel you could use, and it would be great benefit for you to use. And so, yeah, that's really my preface here. And so we're going to focus on Sarah and just the relationship with self. And so we're not going to get too into the nitty-gritty of some of her private personal life, but we are going to talk about her relationship with herself and really get into some of the areas where she's struggling or having some difficulty moving through. And so we've already called in the divine and we've asked our guides to come in to support and facilitate the session so that it is a benefit to her, to myself, and to the highest good of all. So thank you, Sarah. Would you like to share anything about yourself before we begin?
Sure, yeah. Hi, everyone listening. I'm Sarah Kinlan. I live just north of Toronto, Ontario. I'm a mom of three kids, and I have an amazing husband. And I have just left my corporate job and ventured into entrepreneurship. And I know there's a few things holding me back. So I thought it would be fun to hop on this call with Christine and see what it is. And maybe that will help other people too.
Awesome. Let's get started. Ooh, this is going to be so juicy. I can already feel it. I love that you're just new into the entrepreneurial world because, it's like every stage has its own sort of challenges. And so, as we go through it, it's like, oh, am I still here? I'm still at this one challenge. And so it gets interesting after a while where you're like, wow, okay, it does repeat in cycles, doesn't it? And so I guess that's where we can start, is we can maybe talk about a specific cycle that you feel keeps recurring in your experience with yourself. Maybe it's a doubt, maybe it's a fear, maybe it's a story, maybe it's a judgment. Maybe break that down a little bit about how you feel it, what comes through, and what it makes you feel about yourself and whatever you're working through.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I have a fear of success. Like I'm afraid of things getting too big, and then I'll be too busy, and then I'll be right back to my crazy busy corporate life. And that's not why I'm doing this.
So why would you say that you're doing this? Like what's driving you to be an entrepreneur?
Yeah, it's definitely the freedom, right? And the time with my family. When I in my corporate career, I led many, many, many people and helped many, many people live their best lives. But that was inside four walls. And I just feel like I have so much more to give than that job needed from me. And That's why I want to get outside of those four walls and explore the rest of the world. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just making some notes for me. So yeah, the let me just I just want to tune in and just see, because I kind of I like to give an opportunity to just share what's on your heart, what's coming up for you, so that we can connect the mind to everything else that's going on underneath. Oh. It's interesting, because like underneath this sort of fear of success is like I'm afraid of being open. Like I'm afraid of being open. I'm afraid of being, it's not so much about exposure. It feels more like I know that there's a, there's a calling for me to be more open about myself, about what I'm doing, about how I'm doing it, about how I support and connect with people, about who I am as a being. And it just feels like I can't let them see that. I can't let them see that. And so it's like I'm just getting a very strong sort of like almost like, well, it seems like it's a female figure, might have been a mother figure of that, energy I'm talking about. And but it's like there's a very strong harshness to it, like almost like there's no nonsense, no nonsense. And I almost get this sort of like, well, if you just be all of who you are, you really be yourself, then you're just nonsense. I'm getting like a sort of Alice in Wonderland sort of vibe. And it's like, well, isn't gold in the nonsense, right? Because the nonsense is part of our exploration of self and part of exploration of growth, right? And so it feels like there's, I don't really want to be that open, but I do, but I don't, but I do, but I don't. And it is just back and forth and back and forth. And it's like, well, it's just easier to be in corporate, because then I don't have to be open. I can just use the corporate
Just follow the rules.
shield. Yeah, it's a shield. And so the entrepreneurship does look like a soul calling from what I'm seeing, because it's saying, I this is my opportunity to like really go deep inside of myself and find out who I really am underneath, who I thought I was and who others taught me to be. And I want that, but I'm scared of that. If people know this, then what will they think? What will they say? What will they do? There could even be some past life kind of playing into this, and some ancestral stuff too, because it's like it doesn't feel like it's just this lifetime. It feels like there's a long line of experiences where it's like who I was not okay. Who I was not acceptable. Who I was in fact harmed and tortured, or it really like pushed out, exiled, even. I'm hearing the word exiled. And so that might have played a some sort of a might have played out in your childhood in some capacity. And so like let the emotion kind of come up and move out if you can, and definitely breathe through it. But your soul is wanting you to know that that's not who you are. Who you are is not that experience. Who you are is under the experience. And so if you let yourself go through the experience of the feeling of the exile, feeling of the I'm going to be persecuted for who I am, I'm going to be harmed for who I am, if you move through the fears of that experience, you'll start to see that they're actually ghosts, and the ghosts are ghosts. They're just they're etheric. They're not actually physical anymore, and they might have been physical at one point, but they're not anymore, and so they can't hurt you. So, but it does feel like I'm getting like I'm haunting her steps. Haunting her steps is the phrase I'm hearing. Yeah.
It's very interesting because for me, there's a part of me I hold in my heart. More recently, I've discovered my seventh generation grandmother, and who was Indigenous, and that part of our culture has been exiled out. And so I was raised, in a white family, middle class, like with those follow the rules, thou shalt go to university, thou shalt get married, thou shalt have kids, buy a house. Like I did all of the things. And now I realize that it's okay and safe for me to be brave and take risks and not follow those rules. But there's still work to be done, obviously, because I even think like in my business, I've done some pretty organized things and make everything look tickety-boo, but it's like it doesn't feel like it's right. So I think there's some letting go to do.
Yeah, it's the inauthenticity of like here I'm presenting myself as something that I don't think I am. And I'm kind of walking around with a costume on. And that's the feeling. It's like, something not right about something not right about this. The interesting thing is that you can actually embrace the inner child and say, you know what? I'm going to play in a costume today and I'm gonna have fun with it. And so it doesn't have to be like this sort of black and white thing. It can actually be like, wait, maybe I can try the costume on, see how it goes. And if I don't like it, I don't want to be a pirate today. Voice that on that show, Seinfeld. sorry, I get like lots of weird pop culture references. But anyways, it's like, well, then don't be a pirate today. Be a princess or, be an angel or just be you, be yourself, right? Like whatever feels good. It feels like if you can have a little bit more fun with it, it stops being so heavy and serious and oh my gosh, it's like the end of the world feeling. And I'm not saying that there isn't nuances of that there. It's obviously there, but when we kind of look at things through a lens of more lightness, we get more lightness in the experience of it. And then it's like, it's not like I have to be this. Or I can't be that. It's more like, well, let me just play in this realm for a little while. I don't know if you ever watched Star Trek and they talk, they go into the holodecks and they, it plays out a scene, but the scene isn't real. It's just an illusion. It's just a play. And so, be the master of the play. And I'm sure you've heard this before, like you are the writer of the play. But it's different when you can kind of really connect to yourself back. Like it's more of an experiential thing versus like just a mental thing. I get this feeling that a lot of the healing you do comes on a mental level, or at least a lot, maybe not all of it, but maybe a lot of it does. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's definitely part of the process, it's part of the journey. But then the next level is like that embodiment. So like, can I just be light with myself around this topic? And what would it mean if I was? Would it mean something bad about me? Would it mean something bad about other people? Would it mean something bad about my culture, how I perceive my culture, or what I'm, what I'm in right now, like who I'm pretending to be? Is it okay to play that? Knowing that I came here as a soul, that it really doesn't have any particular role that's ingrained that must be. They're just roles that I play out to learn lessons, right? And as I learn each lesson, it's like I can just take off the costume. Okay, next. It just feels like it's important to, for you to just kind of maybe change the perception a little bit and just look at it from that angle and explore what that would look like. Like, what would it be like for me to explore just playing this role, knowing I'm playing a role, knowing it's just in good fun. There's no ill intent. It's not trying to disrespect myself or other people. I'm allowing myself to be. And each moment that's going to change. And what if that's okay? And what if it's also okay that people in my experience can also play their role and move in and out of those things? So we just have more of a fluid experience with certain things. And things aren't set in stone and not anchored and stuck in the ground. What if I can let that stuff melt a little bit? But I'm just seeing like there's like a giant volcano now coming down. It's like melting all of the cement. You had your feet stuck in cement blocks, and it's like, oh wait, I don't need to keep the cement blocks on. I can let them melt. And look, I've got wings and I can fly around and I can go here and there and everywhere. And just sort of have more fun with it.
I love that. I love the thought of being in play more.
It looks like that's actually the thing you're looking for. Like, it's, I know that it comes down to I'm afraid to be too big and too bold and too successful, and it's not really that though. That's sort of like the external presentation of it, and so maybe you would look at it that way and say that that's what it is. But underneath that, it's the inner child thing. But I just want to play. Like, is it okay that I play? Is it okay that I have fun with this? Does it have to be so serious all the time? You know?
Love that. Thank you.
Yeah. So interesting, because as I'm like watching your energy, it's like your inner child is like kind of coming out from like underneath, like kind of she was in a cave or something. She kind of comes out and looks out like, but okay for me to be here. And the thing is that like it's the inner child that's actually running the show and dictating where you're going, how fast you're going, which way you're going, because it's the inner child that's like excited to pursue all these new avenues of creativity. Right. And so if you recognize her as part of the process, you can take her with you. You don't have to leave her in the past. You don't have to leave her locked in her room, locked in the castle. You know, let her come out of the castle, have some fun with her, and like let her be part of your process of, you know, becoming who you want to be and playing out this amazing opportunity and expression of yourself. To be the creator, to be you know, an influencer, you know, and what I mean by influencer as in like somebody who brings their light to others by shining it brighter and brighter and brighter and illuminating all the things around them that they're seeing and saying, this is your magic, this is your magic, this is your magic, this is your magic. And it's like your inner child just loves that. Like she's just so thrilled. And I just that feels like that's what you need to do right now. And it's not a doing. It's like if you just become aware of it, it will start to become prevalent in your experience. You might find yourself, you know, I want to go and swing. I want to go to the park and swing on the swing. And it might be just such a silly, playful thing, but you have no idea what the impact of you following those sort of impulses of play and lightness that, you know, that could either trigger an idea for you, could inspire someone else, could change the frequency of someone else's whole day. They don't even have to be around. Like they could be somebody who's at your house and all of a sudden you go out, you enjoy yourself, you have an experience, and your lightness, that energy that you bring back with you is creates the ripple effect because energy is everywhere and all at once, right?
Love
So,
that. Now I'm like going through my head, how am I going to have more fun doing this and more fun doing that? And how can I make this more fun? And I'm definitely like, I like to do things, I like to get things done, but sometimes I'm just getting things done and not enjoying doing them. Like I can even think this morning of passing my son his water bottle for school. And he's like, bye, mom. And I'm like, here's your water bottle. Like it's not. What I'm doing is giving you a water bottle. It's not being like, oh, I love you. Have a great day. I was giving you the water bottle, you know? So it was more about doing and not experiencing the, my 16-year-old son wants to give me a hug goodbye for school, right? Like, so it's definitely a good reminder to have more fun and to enjoy the process. And the things always get done. Like, and, you know, if
exactly.
he doesn't need a water bottle, he can go get one, you know?
Yeah, I think it's like if you make a list of things and the only thing that on the list that you're inspired to do, you do those things that you're genuinely inspired to do, it means that there's a good chance that the things that you didn't do probably don't actually need to be done. Like the universe will unfold fine without those things being done that particular day. And now, you know, if you're stuck in a cycle of procrastinating, that's a totally different story. But I just get this sense of overwhelm. And like I have all these high expectations of myself. And if I don't meet them, then I failed my entire line. It's very dramatic. Wow, your entire line. Wow, okay. We're going there with it. And so it's like your ancestors, making an appearance right now. They're just saying, you're doing great. Don't worry about us. Like we got our own stuff. You got your stuff. Go through your stuff, and it actually will help us to release our stuff too, because you stand as sort of a beacon of inspiration and hope and light, right? And so as you do that, it's like you're actually helping your ancestral line by being authentic, by being present, by being in sort of your lightness and in sort of that state of love more often, And I know that there's things to do in business, and I know that there's things to be done, but it's like, can you kind of just shift it a little bit and say, okay, hang on a second here. How can I enjoy this experience and not make it this sort of chore? If a chore is, blah, then guess what? The energy going into that thing is going to be, blah. So you get wind what you put out. And so if you're more conscious of how you're really genuinely feeling about a thing, if you're conflicted about it, just give it a minute. Work out your conflict. What am I conflicted about? Do I do this thing to prove I'm good enough? Do I do this thing to make others see me a certain way? And if that's the case, can I let that go? Like, is it okay for me to drop that just for now? Maybe I can pick it up back later, but for now, can I drop that and really just operate from my heart, like my higher heart, and operate from a sense of love and awareness that everything I do is okay, and if it improves, great. But I don't need to hold myself to some sort of invisible standard of good enough, by comparing myself to other people or what other people have said or what other people have done. That spirit of comparison doesn't need to be here anymore. So let's say goodbye to the spirit of comparison. Goodbye, spirit of comparison. Don't come back.
So nice. Cool. I feel like I started this call with my shoulders up here, and now they're like, down here.
Your spine is lighting up. There's a little bit of heaviness I'm feeling in the solar plexus. So let me just see if we can do something with that energy. God, what would you have us do? Let it go. Well, thanks for the pop song. I'm just letting that go. You got some angels helping you out, pulling that energy out. It's like a fear of the void. It's like I'm afraid that if I don't do, then what will I be? What will be left? There'll be nothing there. There's nothing of value. It's like that's just complete nonsense. I'm just gonna release that thought. And then we're gonna where the void is. It's like that's an opportunity for you to get to know yourself better, of course. But for now, we can also just fill it with your own light. And just like let go of any sadness that you're holding on to there. Why couldn't have some? Why couldn't my family hold this space for me? I'm just answering this 3-year-old. Just bringing the souls of your family in to let you know that they did it. They were doing what they were able to do and what they felt that was right for them to do based on what they were capable of doing with themselves. And any gaps that were left, we're going to ask your angels to come in and fill those gaps so that you got everything you needed. All of your emotions mattered. All of your feelings and experiences were valid and resonant and had a space. And now that they have been held and they have been loved and they have been accepted, they don't need to stay anymore. they're working on your spine. I guess there's like some issues with your backbone. Maybe saying no has been very hard. So you might find yourself standing a little taller, shoulders back a little bit more, head up. Wings are coming out. That's good. Almost done here. And anybody who's listening to this, if you are open to receiving the energy healing, you can simply say yes. And if you are not, you can simply say no in your mind, and it will not affect you. I'm just noticing some energy in your hips that are starting to correct. I don't know if you have hip issues or maybe some tightness there. It just looks like it's confusion about your direction. Like I'm not sure where I'm going. Like here, is it here, is it here, is it here? And it's like almost like fighting itself. One hip wants to go one direction, one hip wants to go the other direction. It's like, okay, we're gonna go in one direction. Like one direction, and then if we need to pivot, we'll pivot together. We'll pivot together, whatever it takes in the moment, and trust that you're divinely guided in that as well. Release the tension in the head. And there's just some cords there. So your angels are cutting some cords where you feel like other people were trying to pull you in other directions. And you were like, I have to follow this person because they know what they're talking about. It sounds like they know what they're talking about, rather. And this person, they know what they're talking about. And it's like, but what about you? Well, I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, neither do they. It just seems like they know what they're talking about. Everyone's working out their own stuff. No one's totally 100% clear on every single thing in their life. It just looks like it sometimes. There you go. Yeah, you don't need to be led around by. There's just seems like some of the individuals are a little bit lost. And it's not personal. No one's trying to harm it. It doesn't look like a harmful, malicious thing. It just looks like, I just don't know where to go, so I should go here. I'm kind of like, I'm afraid I don't want to be left behind. But you're exactly where you're supposed to be.
I fully believe that.
They're just pulling a bunch of errant thoughts out of your head that look like ghosts haunting your mental body. So it's just being vacuumed out. And you're just getting a code, and the code says, I am safe. You might want to repeat that to yourself. I am safe. I am enough. I am safe. I am enough. I am safe. I am enough. And you have a green feather. I'm just going to feather you down to kind of finish that little healing out, the energy work. And then ground you. And just take three deep breaths and just release anything that's still lingering in the system. And you might want to drink some water if you need it, if you're thirsty.
Wow.
How's
Thank you,
that
thank
feel?
you.
You're
That
welcome.
feels like a giant release.
Good. Oh, yeah. That's the nice thing. You can walk away just feeling okay. I feel so much more relaxed than I was.
My toes are tingling.
Good. All
Oh.
the energy is releasing. Your hand and
It
your toes tingle. That's the
is.
energy coming out. So you can shake it out. You can put them under some cold water afterwards, or you can put them on the grass.
Yes, it feels like I will go lie in the forest for a little bit. Yes. And
Brilliant.
have fun. And the rest will worry about itself.
Exactly. And you'll be inspired. So let that flow, let it come in, and take the action as you feel it, as you're inspired by it. Ooh, that feels exciting. Let me go do that. Ooh, that feels fun. Let me go do that. And as things will have a way of working themselves out more than if you're trying to be overly linear and planning about it. There's a time and a place for planning. You're not in that time and place. You'll know when you are, because you'll feel a little bit, you'll feel really too airy fairy. When you're feeling too airy fairy, then you're like, okay, now I need to kind of anchor back into the world a little bit more, but you're not there, so don't worry about it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm glad you feel better.
Great. Yes, I feel very thankful. I also feel like other people needed to hear the message as well. So I
I
hope the
agree with
listener
you.
tried.
I'm glad this was guided. Thank you. And thank you for being open to sharing.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll wrap up then. Thank you. And everybody who listened, I'd love to hear your feedback. And I can put in Sarah's information if she wants to share anything. We'll put it in the show notes. If there's any, if you want to reach out and talk to her about her experience or anything of that nature, whatever. That's all good. And if you're interested in becoming a hot seat participant, let me know. Reach out to my email. I'll put that in the show notes as well. Have a wonderful day. Thank you very much, everybody. Bye-bye.